Well, all this is very relevant for six members of the Asali family, an Orthodox Christian refugee family from Syria who were denied entry to the U.S. after President Trump's executive order stopped travel from seven Middle Eastern countries. This week, they were able to enter the country thanks to some quick work by their lawyers and a federal judge's decision to temporarily halt the president's order. The Asalis have now joined other family members in the large and diverse Syrian community of Allentown, Pennsylvania, where some Syrians support Trump and his travel bans, even if it means other Syrians can't come here. Laura Benshoff from Here and Now contributor WHYY reports.
It was a tearful reunion 13 years in the making. Speaking with reporters at JFK Airport in New York, Sarmad Asali told them she's grateful her husband's family members could get into the United States. And she says there's a new house and celebratory lunch waiting for them in Allentown, Pennsylvania.
And hopefully tomorrow is a new day where we start with school registration and we build our future.
These Syrian newcomers are not only reuniting with family, they're also joining the fourth largest community of Syrians in the U.S. That's according to the Census Bureau's American Community Survey. The community is mostly Syrian Christian, and its reactions to having Syrian Muslim refugees come to Allentown is mixed. Many refugees are fleeing the government, which under President Bashar al-Assad cracked down on political protests starting in 2011. But Assad has been friendly to Syrian Christians, so many in Allentown support him and President Trump.
I support Donald Trump completely, me and my family, and I pray for him.
That's George Kalouf. I met him at a charity luncheon in the basement of St. George's Syrian Orthodox Church, where, as an elder, he heads up a program to welcome new Syrian refugees. Kalouf says there should be no exceptions to President Trump's order banning travel from seven Middle Eastern countries.
This is American policy. Stop, that means stop. Doesn't matter if my own brother, Christian or Jew or Muslim. America doesn't make a bad decision about this situation.
Kalouf says obeying the law of the land is more important than any inconvenience the travel ban may cause individual families, even Syrians. Other church elders, like Pastor Anthony Sabah, want to welcome foreigners who already hold visas and green cards, but they support halting refugees. Sabah's concerned that the Obama administration wasn't properly vetting applicants.
Just having a chaotic kind of everybody come in and to go in and have the terrorists and the criminals and the drug addicts and the people who sell drugs. I think sometimes the government should use wisdom and some exceptional laws, temporary laws, to deal with the circumstances.
That perspective doesn't sit well with some in the area's sizable Muslim community. Shireen Eid is the refugee coordinator for the Muslim Association of the Lehigh Valley, a local mosque. She says the idea that refugees aren't well vetted is just wrong.
It's insane. It's, especially for places like Syria and Iraq. I mean, they go through at least 2 years of vetting.
Eid, who's wearing a fluorescent purple headscarf, isn't personally affected by the order, but says the ban will keep apart some Syrian refugee families she's trying to help.
I know that there was a widow and her triplets just arrived, and we were really hoping that her brother would be able to come to help her. If this executive order is sustained on any level, that's not going to happen.
Not only that, she says some area residents from the seven Middle Eastern countries covered by the ban have already postponed their travel plans. Back at St. George's Church, talk turns to legal immigration. That's how many in Allentown's Syrian Christian community managed to enter the United States over the last several decades. One man, married to a Syrian Christian immigrant, doesn't want us to use his name. He's afraid it will hurt her family's shot at getting visas.
She got her citizenship in 2002. Since 2003 or 2004, we have applications in for her two brothers and her sister to come over here. And we're still waiting. That's exactly what happened to those people.
He says he's glad that the Asali's family members were able to enter the U.S. because he knows just how much money, time, and patience it took to get them here. He says his wife's family is still waiting to hear if their applications will be approved. For Here and Now, I'm Laura Benshoff.